It's Stupid Ash.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Stuff you don't need to know, but you want to know.
Oh, hey, so dude from Mumford & Sons got married.
Yeah.
What's his name?
Winston Marshall. He's the banjoist of the band.
Ah, yes. Yeah. The banjoist. Yes.
So he got married to Diana Agron. She was on Glee, the show Glee. But yeah, he formerly dated Katy Perry, and now he's settled down with Diana Agron.
Look at the banjoist.
Uh-huh.
Plucking above his range.
Don't you think?
Kind of.
Plucking above his
I guess
range.
They got engaged during the last December, but mm-hmm. they both stayed Mumford on their wedding plans.
I see what you're saying there. Cute. He's only 27, and she's 30.
Oh, wow. How would they ever... What will they talk about?
I don't know.
Salt and pepper relationship. Well, he'll all be on his iPhone and stuff, and she'll be hacking away on a typewriter. On a Smith Corona. All right. Amy Schumer. We've seen examples of her kind of losing her cool as she got sort of bigger and bigger, and she's doing a show in Tampa here, and she brought some guy who supports Trump on stage, and here's what happened.
For either of us, I just really want to know. So tell me why Trump has your vote.
I'm not really voting for Trump. I'm voting against him.
Okay, you can go sit down. So thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay, she wasn't satisfied with the answer. I'm not really voting for Trump. I'm voting against Hillary. So she sent him back to his seat. And then this happens later.
Okay, so just so you know, from now on, if you yell out, you're going to get thrown out. Okay, so everybody point to the people booing. Just point to... Okay, so go.
Told you.
Right. So yeah, just go. If anybody starts acting up.
All right, so... it's one thing.
Deal?
Yeah, you shouldn't... I don't know. Some people think it's cool, like, you know, the guy from Megadeth, somebody mm-hmm. will be yelling something during a show, and then he dresses them down mm-hmm. with a lot of metal ferocity, and it's incredibly cool. But why is it not cool that Amy Schumer is doing this?
She's a comedian. She's supposed to make light of things and make people laugh. That's what they're coming to her show expecting. They're not expecting to be pointed at, called out in the audience, brought up on stage. And she even said right before she brought that guy up, she's like, hey, I'm not using this to shame you. But then she disrespects him and has him, you know, go back to his seat and then calls everybody out for booing.
The motion to tattle. You point at people who are booing and I'll kick them out. It's like,
right.
I don't
like,
want to enforce your
cool.
rules, Schumer.
She's supposed to be...
Make me laugh. We're
right,
the HPV
exactly.
jokes.
It's comedic. Like, you come there for comedy.
I have HPV. I want to relate.
Right.
Don't kick me out of the show.
You want to be able to laugh at this
Make
stuff.
Me feel better for being a slut. That's why I'm here.
Right. And
yeah.
It's,
that's why
it's
I bought
okay.
this ticket.
Come on.
Here's the thing, though. She's allowed to go... You know, she can talk about political things, but bring it up in a way where it's making people laugh, not feel upset and disrespected.
Or have
and
a little
unwelcome.
Bit of thick skin and ignore a couple
that
of people
too.
That shout some things.
I think she really has gotten a little bit
Dusty,
kind of
overly sensitive.
I'm
yeah.
sorry
sensitive.
For a couple things, Dusty. We know you're in love with Amy Schumer.
Yeah, I still got the hots for it. It's okay.
And again, she probably does have HPV.
Oh, well, no, so do I. That's why I thought, we're destined to be
okay,
together.
Okay, gotcha, perfect. Gotcha, yeah.